From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi special forces have battled their way into Mosul city limits, seizing control of state television facilities Tuesday. Lieutenant General Talib Shagati called the seizure significant and good news for the people of Mosul. The sign, he said, the real liberation is underway. The Iraqi offensive has captured surrounding villages and approaching the city from different directions to cut off escape routes by its Islamic State defenders. U.S. coalition spokesman Colonel John Dorian said what's unfolding is an Iraqi plan, the largest military operation of its kind since 2003.
The Iraqis have been working on this for some time. We've been there with them planning this. We've been providing our logistical support. We've got advice and assistance. We've been training the Iraqi security forces, so we've trained more than 54,000 forces, many of whom are participating in this battle.
He said IS fighters will be killed if they stand and fight. Meanwhile, UN human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani said Tuesday, it appears IS defenders are prepared to use civilians as human shields.
What we have observed is a pattern that ISIL is taking people closer and closer to Mosul City. Initially, they had moved a lot of people into Hamam al-Alil, and then they started moving people from Hamam al-Alil closer to Mosul City.
U.S. anti-terror special envoy Brett McGurk voiced optimism about the operation, but he also called for patience, cautioning retaking Mosul will take time. Voters in Ivory Coast appear to have overwhelmingly approved a new constitution following a weekend referendum, despite calls for an opposition boycott. President Alassane Ouattara said the document will bring greater stability and help the country turn a page on a decade of conflict. It scraps the requirement that the parents, presidential candidates, both be Ivorian, creates the post of vice president and a Senate. This